Recorded Books and RB Digital present Epic Fails. The Wright Brothers, Nosediving into History, by Eric Slater and Ben Thompson. Read by L.J. Ganser. A quote from Amelia Earhart. Never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done. Introduction. Failure at Kitty Hawk. July, 1901. If at first you don't succeed, you're not the only one. In fact, you're in pretty good company. On a hot summer day in 1901, Wilbur and Orville Wright stood atop a sand dune in the small town of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. After a few promising tests with their first glider the previous year, Wilbur and Orville had saved up money for a new aircraft. They worked on it day and night, thought about it nonstop, and finally constructed an improved glider, a biplane that weighed 98 pounds and had a wingspan of 22 feet. After months of calculations, blueprints, and hard work, they'd constructed a machine that they believed would actually take a human up into the air and keep him there. This was the thing that would succeed where humans had failed for centuries. Despite numerous setbacks, unbearably hot weather, and a relentless onslaught of mosquitoes, the brothers stood strong and stayed optimistic about their latest test. They had even invited a crowd of locals to gather on the scorching sand dunes of Kill Devil Hills to witness what would surely be a historic moment. Wilbur climbed aboard and stretched himself out horizontally on the wing. With Orville's help, the craft lurched forward over the edge of the hill and into the wind. For a brief moment, Wilbur soared through the air. Seconds later, he fell through the air, spiraling into an ungraceful and terrifying nosedive. As the bystanders watched, Wilbur Wright and his wooden glider face-planted into a sandy dune. Undeterred, except for a slightly bruised ego, people laughing at you is never all that much fun, Wilbur got back up, dusted himself off, and got ready for another try. His next attempts at flight were even less successful. Once, the wind even blew the glider backward. Several more failed attempts later, Wilbur barely managed to limp away from the busted biplane. The wooden airframe was smashed. Wilbur was bruised and bloody, and the crowd of spectators had left hours before. There was no denying it. No history would be made that day. The Wright brothers knew an improved glider was a failure, a miserable pile of wreckage strewn across the sand. As the two dragged their battered glider back to their camp, Wilbur turned to his brother and said, "Man will not fly for 50 years." This was their crossroads, their moment of truth. They could have given up, gone back to their bike shop, and disappeared into time forever. Instead, they decided not to let this failure stop them from achieving their dreams. Before they even returned home to Ohio, Orville and Wilbur Wright vowed to push on, draw up new plans, and not give up until they'd accomplished their goals. Wilbur had said that man wouldn't fly for 50 years, but it took him and Orville only two more to prove that statement wrong. Chapter 1. Learning to Fall. 500 BCE to 1665 CE. A quote from Douglas Adams, author of Life, the Universe, and Everything. There is an art to flying. The knack lies in learning how to throw yourself at the ground and miss. Since the dawn of time, mankind has looked to the skies and dreamed of doing the impossible, soaring effortlessly through the air with the grace of a bird, banking and gliding hundreds of feet above the earth. It's a dream humans have clung to since the beginning of written language, dating back to the ancient Greek myth of Icarus, a tale about a boy who was able to escape the tower of an evil king by flying out his prison window on a pair of bird-like wings his father built for him out of feathers and wax. Of course, Icarus was also the earliest recorded epic fail of human flight. Because he was having so much fun flying around like a maniac, Icarus climbed too high in the sky, and the sun melted the wax whole.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?